I welcome you to daily devotion in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you as we fellowship together this morning. I'm your brother, Brother Ilesomi Odile, reaching you from Lokoja, Nigeria. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. We appreciate, O God, the great opportunity you have given us again today to share from your word. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We say accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. As we fellowship together, we invite you, O Lord, into our fellowship, the sharing of your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, Lord, have your way, in Jesus' name. We thank God for another privilege to fellowship together in the word through the help of the Spirit of Truth. We are actually trusting God for more illumination as we continue our sharing on the subject of believers' position in Christ. Yesterday, the Lord introduced us to the necessity of the Holy Spirit baptism. We understand that it is the Holy Spirit that baptizes all believers into the body of Christ. And we are praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all believers, as it was on the day of Pentecost. It is the promise of the Father, and we are in the season to receive. It is time to get desperate about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In fact, it is of no use to proud oneself a message believer or a bride of Christ without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Today, by the grace of God, we are proceeding further to address the issue of the position of believers in Christ. By now, we should have gotten the understanding that we are brought positionally into Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we are going to look at our sitting position with Christ in the heavenly places. Let us read the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, reading verses 5 and 6. I would like to read from the Amplified Version. It reads, "Even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life with which he quickened him, for it is by grace that you are saved. And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint sitting with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus." Amen. Hallelujah. As believers in Christ, our salvation is not only the forgiveness of sins, but a total spiritual repositioning. Our spiritual repositioning is the act of being made alive with Christ, raised from dead, and enthroned spiritually. Believers in Christ are made joint heirs with Christ to share of his inheritance. As joint heirs with Christ, we are joined to Christ in his death, resurrection, and the exaltation or glorification. Let us read Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 19 to 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And Allah put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. We can see from these scriptures that Jesus Christ, after his death and resurrection, was highly exalted and was set at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power, might, dominion, and even every name that is named. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, because we are in Christ Jesus, we are raised together with him, and we are exalted together with him as joint heirs, far above all principalities and powers. Praise the Lord. We can equally read from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. It reads, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and exalted to the right hand of God's power in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. Hallelujah. In order for the Father to bring many sons into this exalted position, the glory of Christ, the place of glorification, he made Christ the pioneer of our salvation, perfect through sufferings. The phrase "bringing many sons into glory," as we can see it in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 10, that phrase reveals God's purpose in salvation, that through Jesus Christ, the firstborn son, God is raising up a family of redeemed children who share in his glory. In fact, our exalted position in Christ brings us into the very status of his firstborn son. We are privileged. What a privilege to be made are joined here with Christ and ears of God. Let's read that scripture that I just mentioned in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And the verse 11 says, for both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. They are all of one family, Christ and believers, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Hallelujah. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I'll put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also has himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hallelujah. At this point, it is good we look at some of the blessings that God has given believers in this his exalted position, for we are joined to him in this position of sitting in the heavenly places above principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Shall we look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1? I'll start reading from verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the pleasure of his will. Amen. In Christ Jesus, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Some of these spiritual blessings include the following. One, union with Christ in spiritual authority. We share in Christ's exalted position above all principalities and powers, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. Let's read it again to buttress that particular point. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. So, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And I put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Going to chapter 2, proceeding to chapter 2, we from verse 1 there, and you he quickened, believers are quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Hallelujah. We thank God for the love of God that brought us out of the kingdom of darkness. Even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace he has saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. We thank God that we are privileged to share in the exalted seated position of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look at the second blessing. I call that one spiritual rest. Being seated speaks of completed work in Christ. We rest from striving and then trust his finished work. I would like to read a portion from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, from verse 9. So it reads, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Amen. There is the rest that we're supposed to enter into as believers in Christ. And just like I said, the sitting position speaks of completed work in Christ. So we thank God for Christ has obtained our rest. And as long as we abide in him, we are in Christ Jesus. Through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we enter into that rest. We cease from our own works. We rely completely on the grace of the Lord. For by grace we are saved. He is the one that gives the power, is the one that gives the strength even to live in a life that is acceptable unto God. To God be the glory for the rest that He has given to His people that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Another blessing given to us, the believers in Christ, is that we have access to God's presence. We have constant access to the throne of grace as we are seated with Him in heavenly places. Let us read the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 22. So, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has paved way for us, and we have access to the throne of grace. Verse 20. By a new and living way, which He has consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. Jesus Christ died for us. He paid the price for us to have access to the presence of God. Verse 21 says, and having an high priest over the house of God, say, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Hallelujah. We thank God for this privilege that we have in Christ Jesus, that we can come to God, to the presence of God, to the holiest, hallelujah, with a true heart, in full assurance of it, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Another blessing, a spiritual blessing that we have in that sitting, that exalted sitting position of Christ, is that it brought us to a kind of heavenly perspective. Let us look at the book of Colossians, chapter 3, reading from verse 1. It reads, so if you then be risen with Christ, if truly you have had that experience, the dead, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ as an experience in your life. So if ye there be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. I want you to get it clear. Christ is seated on the right hand of God, above. And by virtue of being a joint heir with Jesus, joint heirs with Jesus, we are equally seated together with Him on the right hand of God. So, it has afforded us this opportunity. That position has afforded us this opportunity to always seek those things which are above, because that is our place, our spiritual place, where we are, our spiritual position, where we are placed in Christ Jesus. I read it again. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. First, Paul was giving the Colossians admonition here that if truly we have risen with him and we are seated with him on the right hand of God, then our affection should be above. We are not of the earth. And though we are living in this world, we have been translated into the heavenlies. We have been translated into the presence of God. And if it is so, then our affection should be on things above and not on things on the earth. Hallelujah. So we thank God that we are dead, that our life is hid with Christ in God. And because of what Christ has done for us, our perspective, our affection should be heavenly. May the Lord help us. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for this privilege that we can have a heavenly perspective of things generally. May God help us. We are expected to walk in the Spirit because we are not of this world. Why we are in the world here, why we are on earth here, we have our representation in heaven, and we're supposed to walk in the Spirit while on earth here, so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Another spiritual blessings we share with Christ in the heavenly places is that we are victory over Satan and demonic powers. Christ defeated the enemy, and we share in his victory. Let us read from the epistle of Paul to the Colossians chapter 2, from verse 10. And ye are complete in him. We are complete in Christ. Amen. Believers in Christ are complete in Christ. See, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we equally give glory to the Almighty God that He has defeated the enemy and we are sharing in His victory. Hallelujah. Another blessing, a spiritual blessing in our sitting together with Christ in the heavenly places is that it enables us to walk in the Spirit. As we live in the Spirit in the heavenly places, we are also being able to walk in the Spirit on earth. Let us read Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. It reads, "If we live in the Spirit, let also walk in the Spirit." So we thank God that in our sitting position, the exalted sitting position in Christ Jesus, we thank God for what He has done in our lives through our Lord Jesus Christ. By virtue of that position, it makes us to enter into another position in Christ. That is the position of walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, we'll be closing here. If by the grace of God, the next sharing, we'll be looking at the walking position and seeing that God has established us in Christ Jesus, then what is expected of us on earth here, as we are seated together with Him in the heavenly places, we are to manifest that position on earth by walking, conducting ourselves on earth as kings, that we are kings with Christ, as people that are seated together with Him in the heavenly places. It must reflect on earth as we are living on earth here. So I pray the Lord God will help us so that we'll be able to look at that aspect of our position, walking position. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. In closing, shall we just pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate You for what You have done for us. Thank You for the sharing. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will not misuse this great opportunity that You have given us as joint heirs with Christ. Thank You for taking us to that exalted position in Christ Jesus. May we manifest that glory of it in the name of Jesus. As we set out today, may we go in the power of this word of God and live worthy of the gospel in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. God bless you. Shalom.